From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, and this is Idaho Matters. Does this sound familiar? An adjuster knocks on your door, maybe after a big thunderstorm. They say they just replace your neighbor's roof absolutely free. And they can do the same for you if you sign a contract right now before their special deal expires and without any references or proof that they're actually insured. These are all roofing red flags that Idaho's Department of Insurance wants you to watch out for so you don't get scammed or stuck with a giant bill you weren't prepared for. We wanted to know more, so we asked Randy Pipel, the department's Consumer Services Bureau Chief, to sit in with us. Okay, so the insurance department was worried enough about this kind of thing that you guys sent out a consumer alert about unscrupulous roofers, I love that, last month. How much of a problem is this in Idaho?
It's actually a growing problem. And first, I want to say there's some very legitimate good roofers in the state. And this is that's not what it's aimed at. We're seeing more and more as we see these bigger storms come through, and we call them storm chasers. They kind of follow the storm in and start going door to door saying, hey, we had this storm last month. We think you've got damage to your roof. Let us up there, take a look, and we'll handle the insurance side for you as well and get it covered. And there's a whole bunch of problems with all that. They shouldn't be talking about the insurance at all because they're not licensed in most cases. And so that's where we have the problem with. And like I said, as we see these bigger storms and more hail coming through the state, it seems to be getting worse.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, if someone comes to the door and says, hey, you know, your home insurance company will pay for a whole new roof and don't worry about it. Is that something that really happens? And like you said, I don't think it's the roofer that does that.
And yes, it does happen. In fact, we were just looking at an Instagram post the other day where they actually said that they could get a new roof, siding, and gutters all for free.
Wow.
Using insurance. So it is a problem that we're seeing more of. And yeah, they sometimes promise the moon. And unfortunately, people are signing these contracts that may bind them to pay the difference from what their insurance company paid, or, you know, so there's a lot of potential downfall for the consumer.
Well, let's talk about the contracts. I mean, they just show up with a contract and ready to go. I'm guessing that's not a good idea to sign a contract you haven't read with someone you don't know who just showed up at your door.
And we release a lot of different public alerts on just that. We see that in Medicare or other areas of insurance as well. But yeah, it's a problem and a lot of times they'll have it on an iPad. You may hear a sign here. This gives us permission to get up on your roof. And, you know, they take that signature and move it across multiple documents.
Ooh.
There are things that, there's a thing called an assignment of benefits where it actually, you say, okay, Mr. Insurance Company, you pay the roofer directly, which actually then you lose any leverage you have with that roofer if you're not satisfied with the work or whatever, or it doesn't get done. It can be problematic.
So you say in some of this great information, which we'll put a link to on our website, you should get references, you should get proof of workers' compensation, certificates of insurance for general liability, and that your brand new roofing guy who showed up at your door should be able to provide all this.
Yeah, and I think that's good advice for any contractor you're working with. But yeah, they need to be a legitimate business, and I think where we find a lot of times they can't provide like local references. So where they've done work for however many people, you know, can you give me those names and numbers and let me, you know, get in touch with them and see how you did. And so And there's other resources, Better Business Bureau, that type of thing. But yeah, I would be leery of signing anything for someone who walked up to the door, just because it can change what they can do with that, especially if it's electronic signature. They can do almost anything with it. So.
That's kind of scary. We're speaking with Randy Pipel, the Consumer Services Bureau Chief with the Idaho Department of Insurance, about roofing scams. You mentioned that there are good roofers out there, and then there are folks like this who maybe aren't as honest, I guess you want to say that. And this is we're talking about a lot of money. Getting your roof replaced isn't cheap, right?
No, there's thousands of dollars, and or can be tens of thousands of dollars, depending on the size of the roof and different intricacies with the roof and that type of thing. So yeah, it can be very expensive.
Gotcha. So one red flag that I know of, at least in Boise, is that anyone who's selling door to door in the city is required to have a license and has a picture and a city logo on it. And if they don't have one or won't show it to you, not only are they possibly less honest, but they're violating city code. So it's something to watch out for. What's your best advice for folks who may spot some of these red flags from folks cruising the neighborhood?
Well, we have a consumer affairs section in my bureau that they answer questions about all types of insurance, about all types of claims questions or that type of thing. If you see something that doesn't sit right with you, we also investigate. I also have a fraud investigation team. So if you see something that you don't feel is right or may not jive with you, give us a call. I can give you that number for consumer affairs, and they'll pick up your call, and you can bounce it off them, and they'll move it. If they feel it's a fraud, they can move it to our fraud unit, and we can investigate it from there.
What's that number?
It's 208-334-4319. It's also on the bottom of that flyer that I think you said you were going to link to
Yeah,
your website.
absolutely. We'll put a link to that for sure. And you mentioned there are lots of reputable roofers out there. If you need some roofing, go find them. Don't wait for somebody to come to your door.
Yeah, definitely do your research.
Absolutely. And don't forget, you don't have to answer the door if you don't want to. There's no law that says if someone comes up, rings your doorbell, you have to answer and let them in. And don't let them in. Oh my gosh, if you don't know them. Anything else we should know, Randy?
No, I think we kind of covered it. It is becoming a bigger problem. We've seen them in, well, even in we saw them in Pocatello this last year
Wow.
after a hailstorm. So it is not just targeting the big cities. They're now moving out into the smaller towns as well.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.